It's the daytime version, not to be confused with the After Dark version.
Right.
The pre-sunset version of the Puzzle Warriors, filmed after sunset. Hey, I think the tornado warning finally ended.
It did.
Well, I mean, originally it was a hurricane, so, you know, you weren't too far.
We had tornadoes
off.
Till, I think it was till 9 o'clock here.
Just joshing was in immediately, once again.
Nice.
Just joshing, no big whoop. No big whoop. Just coffee talk.
So who are archers?
Okay.
Who's qualified as an archer in-game? I mean, Hawkeye, clearly, but...
Right. Kate Bishop.
Yeah, Hawkeye.
Ronin.
Bullseye.
Okay.
Bullseye? Oh, yeah, two-star Bullseye probably counts as an archer. He better. His picture clearly shows him arching.
Is there something that benefits archers?
Yeah, there is. I was looking at where to put a support that benefits archers. Okay. I have
Yondu?
No idea. Yondu is an archer. Yeah, that's true. Kraven the Hunter, Taskmaster. Apparently Legion, all the Lokis.
Whoa.
And Shang-Chi.
Nice.
I don't understand why Shang-Chi is an archer, but...
It's got to be a comic book thing, then.
Put it on Shang-Chi! It can only make him better.
No, he gets my Power Stone one.
Yeah, he's got a red Power Stone.
Oh, there's a Power Stone? Do I have a Power Stone?
What
I doubt it.
Reality. He gets reality.
Did everybody get one?
Oh, yeah. If they just straight up gave it to us, then I definitely got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only one I have.
Yeah, mine's 5-star, so...
Ooh, fancy.
It makes him very powerful. I don't know who's going to get the bow, but whatever. I'm just trying to place my supports. Did we get anybody else? Oh, look at this. We got Asceticus, some Blue Wolf, Sartite. We're good to go.
Yeah.
All these things. Okay. I'm ready. You ready?
Yeah. Sure.
Alright, greetings true believers, welcome to the 428th installment of the Postal Warriors 3. We got Sneaky Beat 15, we got KS72, and we got this guy here. How's it going?
Good.
I am well, thank you.
Are you fine and or dandy?
More dandy than fine, but I'm aging pretty well.
You've always been a dandy.
That's true.
Yeah.
Ian the Puff.
For the week of July 10th through the 17th, here's what we got. Oh, happy birthday to Ray early. How about that?
Hey.
Hooray!
This is on your 7-day 4-star craft.
Yeah!
Why do I have to think about that every week, about what words to go with that thing?
But because you spent a couple years doing it the other way.
Yeah.
It takes a while for your brain to pivot. Progress is very slow.
This week... You had the Silver Samurai versus a double shot of Dark Beast.
Yeah.
Did you Samurai?
Yeah. Look at mine, and I got it done.
Oh, what do you got?
I got him at either a 5-2-1 or a 4-2-1, and I threw some ISO at him.
4-2-1, yeah.
Yep. I pumped
It's the yellow that was useless, right? That couldn't do anything?
Correct, because he needs some sort of ally.
Yeah,
because it was a bargain, and you need something, and it was just like, no valid targets, so I would just, sooner or later, Beast would put out special tiles, and Tachyon Blade would
away.
Just start moving. Or I would just beat him down.
No.
Yeah, it was A-okay. I was double successful.
Double shot of my baby's love. Next week, it appears that it is Black Panther versus Prowler.
Nice.
Okay.
I'm super optimistic.
Black when Panther I first saw the graphic, I looked at that image and I went, who is that character? Which I had no idea. Man, that was a stretcher.
See, he's been around long enough that he has etched his way into my puzzle quest brain.
Yeah,
it's the newer guys that are, you know, surprise me more often. Sometimes several weeks in a row. There was like 2 straight weeks on this show when I was like... And I was like, Dr. Doom, Iron Man's a thing?
Who's that guy with a sword?
Oh, that poor guy. It's like, at this point, I don't know. Could be Silver Samurai. We just talked about him. He's got a Tachyon Blade. Could be Oscorp Spider-Man. I don't know.
I don't know. Apparently, there's 20 people that count as archers, and most of them don't have bows. So, you know, what are you going to do? Yeah, like, Silver Samurai apparently counts.
I'm sure he knows. Samurai definitely know how to shoot a bow. Come on,
that's
Craig.
True.
They are some of the finest archers ever.
The character of the game don't use no bow.
He's got the name Samurai in his name. I'd be willing to wager that UNC Samurai's okay with a bow.
In the story world, Honor Among Thieves is running. Iron Fist, Spider-Gwen, Kamala Khan, placement is some Imperious Rex, and Twinkie. I don't know what the next event is, because it's not in the game yet. It is still the Soul Train season. Right now, it is Kang Fu, where you get Kang and Gertrude. Placement is Ghost and Green Goblin Shards. They could have like made that like, you know, two Kang Fu, thanks for everything. No? All right.
I like that.
All right, let's go to the news. We got two new characters to talk about. It was much better than that.
It was a good joke. I liked it.
The surprise July 4th two-star.
Ah!
It is nice. Rhodey as the two-star Iron Patriot.
Nice.
So two-star, I want to see, Avenger Hero Stark Iron Man Technologist. All right.
I liked the totally seemingly unnecessary pivot with Iron Patriot. Because if I remember correctly, he was like the secret character on... I want
to say
the console version.
Right. Yeah.
But he was, Norman Osborn in that version. And
yes.
Then they just were like, people were like, why don't you bring him into the game? And they're like, we will, but not quite. So there. It's like when you're at a Weezer concert and everybody starts chanting for their Toto cover and they play Roxanna instead of Africa. And everybody goes, come on.
That is kind of a letdown. I mean, I like
Rosanna,
those songs.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I knew where you're going, but yeah. You know, Africa is totally the superior song.
At least in popularity.
Let's look at this. First power is, oh my gosh, 12 purple.
Woohoo!
Well, that's a lot. Star Unibeam. Choose a tile. Destroy up to 16 tiles in a star shape.
Kind of. All right.
Create two critical tiles at the base. Destroyed tiles do not gain AP, then reduce the team's yellow, red, and blue by 4. Well, I don't like that.
Yeah.
As you go up in level, however, you're creating 5 criticals at the base sides and top, and losing 3 AP instead of 4. Oh, okay. Don't generate AP, though. That's so you lose AP, but get 5 criticals.
Right.
Well, you know, if you get him ascended all the way to 5 stars, that would probably be impressive. I mean, 5 criticals, that's a lot of critical tiles. Team him up with Shang-Chi. Let all those criticals fly.
That star shape is kind of a stretch. You are correct, Ray.
Yeah.
It looks more like a, you know, the Vitruvian Man kind of thing.
I know. It looks like Mr. Game & Watch.
I don't know that one.
Before the Nintendo came out, when you had to play those little pixel-based games that just went beep, 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 touchdown.
Yep.
It was one of those. That's what it looks like, a character from any one of those.
Okay.
But I love it. That's a lot of spaces. 16 is too many.
For yellow, defensive array, 8 yellow. Create 10 strength, 3 projectiles. All right. Passive for each shield bearer on the team. Oh, now we need to know who all the shield bearers are. Iron Patriot takes 12% reduced damage from matches and abilities. That goes up to 22% and creating 18 of those tiles. Red power is called Red, White, and Boom for 8 red. I like the title.
Sure.
Deal 78 damage to target, then deal 39 damage to the enemy team, then create a one-turn repeater tile that deals 25. Passive for each Stark Tech teammate on the team, Iron Patriot deals 50% bonus match damage. Alright. As you go up in level, all the damages increase, and at level 5 you're doing 90% bonus match damage. Alright. So suppose you can team up with, you know, I mean, the difference, you got 2-star Iron Man with 2-star Rhodey and somebody else who has shields? I don't know.
Captain Falcon, Peggy, and all the Steve Rogerses.
Yeah. So
what about Iron Patriot? Or what's about the Love Sausage? He's got a shield?
No one knows about him.
Oh, he's got a shield.
He should
Red
be.
Red Guardian is a character. Does he have a shield?
Doesn't he punch you for a lot when there's a bunch of shield tiles on the board?
Yes. I don't know what he does. Who am I?
He does punch you with a shield. I do recall that.
Ah.
Yeah.
Apparently, 3-star Mei is a shield bearer, according to Defnot, so...
Wow.
Oh. It appears that 2-star Rhodey feeds 3-star Peggy Carter, There's a 3-star Peggy Carter?
Yeah, she's relative. There's a 5-star one, too. There's Iron Peggy and Peggy Captain America. Or no, there's Peggy's 4.
Yeah, I remember normal Peggy. Yeah, apparently this is Iron Peggy.
Yeah.
Is the three. And it feeds 3-star Aunt May. All right.
Who, Rhodey?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I think all these, at this point, pretty much, let's see, is anything still going? Events are done. There's the Iron Patriot and Friends Vault. That runs all the way through the 18th, which has 3 4-stars, one of which is an Ascended 4-star Iron Patriot.
Mm. So, did you look at the missions for Iron Patriot?
No.
There were specific missions that you had to use Iron Patriot's power 20 times. And, of course, I didn't have him, so I'm waiting for the PvP to come up. And then I realized that it's the requirement on this was that you had to use the Ascended 4-star version of Iron Patriot. You had to use his powers 20 times each.
What?
Yes. It turns out that PvP used the Ascended 4-star, so it gave you one for free.
Oh.
So, you know, all right, cool. Let me just tell you, I used, like, you know, I'm SCL-10, right? So the teams I'm going up against are by no means easy. And so I'm using, you know, my best 2 5-stars that I can with this guy. Let me tell you, those critical tiles, when you are using Shang-Chi alongside, they go a long way.
That's, nice. I'm assuming, that's where you're going to get your bang out of him, is the...
For sure.
Yeah.
Is the 5 criticals.
Problem being, you had to use Iron Patriot's powers, so I couldn't use Shang-Chi's powers, so the fights are either over too quickly and I didn't get to use enough powers, or I was dead.
I mean, the fight's over too quickly, I'm not satisfied.
Exactly. But it was a pain, like, I gotta say. I didn't really... I spent a lot of time playing PvP that I never wouldn't normally. So I guess, I don't know, they win? Is that what they wanted me to do? Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the next new character. And I'm sad because I thought that they said no more, you know, spider characters, but apparently they just meant no more Peter Parkers this year.
Well, that...
Because this is another Spider-Man adjacent character.
That's definitely what they meant, because that's what they said.
Yeah. So this is Lady Octopus, Carolyn Trainor. She's all about that base, no trouble. Carolyn Trainor, 4-star. What is she? A genius technologist villain. Apparently she is a disciple of Doc Ock.
Mm. Oh, so she's not just the Spider-Verse lady version of Doc Ock. She's a totally separate character.
That's what this appears to say, so that's okay.
Yeah. I thought I saw a cartoon where they had some female Doc Ocks in it.
Yeah, Carolyn Trainor adored her mentor, and when Doc Ock was killed by... Oh, Trenchcoat. He was killed by Trenchcoat, apparently.
Huh. Oh.
Interesting.
She made a technical interface and became Doc Ock herself.
Well, I'm glad at least these new characters that I've never heard of before know each other.
Yeah, well, it's true. It's true.
They're all friends.
Here's to good friends.
Tonight is something special.
Tonight is kind of special. Beer. her abilities. First one's called Armed. Green. For the low bargain basement brace of 4.
Wow.
Carolyn creates up to 2 technical tiles if she has fewer than 4 on the board. Passive. Carolyn takes 56 less damage at the start of her turn, and whenever she fires an ability, for each friendly tentacle on the board, hit a random enemy for 28. If there are at least 3 friendly tentacle tiles on the board, this ability becomes and more dangerous. All right, so the base version, as you go up in level, those numbers increase. All right. The and more dangerous... Oh, it switches colors. It's like a Legion kind of thing or something. And now it becomes a black power and costs 8 black. Deal 195 team damage, stun the target for a turn, and destroy a random enemy countdown or repeater tile, then remove all friendly tentacles. Destroyed tiles do not deal damage or generate AP. Passive, she takes 28 less damage at the start of her turn whenever she fires an ability. For each friendly tentacle on the board, hit a random enemy for 28. If they're 2 or less on the board, switch this power back to armed. Numbers go up. You get a 3-turn stun, though, at level 5 out of this. So 3-turn stun is good.
Yeah.
For, what, 8 black? All right. Blue power, cybernetic enhancement. 6 blue. If one does not exist, create a 3-turn cyber upgrade countdown tile. Otherwise, fortify that tile and increase its timer by 3. While this tile's on the board, allies deal 24% increased damage and take 24% less damage. Well, that's nice. And this increases each of her teammates' unlocked abilities by one up to rank 5. Ooh. If this tile is matched away or destroyed, stun her teammates for 2 turns.
Ouch.
Oh. Wow, you pay for that on the backside. As you go up in level, it is creating a 5-turn tile. Its timer is being increased by 5 turns. Allies are dealing 55% increased damage and take 55% less damage. It does not look like the stun to your team ever gets more than 2. But man, stunning yourself, all your team for 2 turns, that's...
Yeah.
But just her teammates, so I guess she's not stunned.
Sure.
So I guess she still gets to do things. Risk-reward there. Purple power, the VR wave generator for 8 purple. Create a 4-turn VR wave generator repeater that creates a strength 56 strike attack and protect tile with increased strength equal to the combined strength of all enemy tiles of the same type. Well, that could get crazy if you're fighting like a Polaris team.
Sure, yeah.
While the VR wave generator is on the board, all friendly strike attack protect tiles gain an additional 20% bonus strength. You gotta team her up with like Cletus or something, right? Give your enemy those tiles and then yours gets souped up. Yeah. As you're going up in level, it looks like you're creating a... It goes down to a 3-turn tile. Friendly tiles are getting up to a 50% bonus at level 5. Yeah, you're definitely fighting like somebody who soups up their own tiles, and yours getting the combined of all their tiles plus an additional 50%. That could really get crazy. Let's see. Hearts of Darkness. Lady Octopus covers and shards are in the placement reward there. Apparently the next event's going to be, will be Infinite Pursuit. That's running on the 15th and the 18th. Covers and shards and Vault Token in progression there. There will be the Welcome to Shield starting on the 14th, running to the 19th. Shards and Recruit Token there. In the Versus, covers and shards in Stars and Strikes. And it looks like hers is called Four-Armed Fiasco. The Lady Octopus and Foes Vault, 3 4-stars, one being Carolyn Trainer, one being Miles Morales, and a random. So, there you go. Carolyn Trainer, the Lady Octopus.
Okie doke.
That's the news. I think as we talked before, show, it's Arts Fest in State College. Today was Kids Day. Got a pretty good burger from a food truck.
Nice. I didn't think they would allow food trucks.
They do now. There was only a couple. So, Ian, here's a game. Uh-oh. If you were to, do you remember the good old food, chicken on a stick?
Yes.
What would be your guess as to the 2024 price?
For chicken on a stick?
Chicken on a stick.
Minimum, I'm going to say 14, but I'm expecting 16.
With or without the side of rice?
Oh, the side of rice is an option? Holy smokes. 20 for the rice, 16 without.
Wow.
You're very close. Right? Sorry.
Ian knows way more about this than me. I'm going to have to side with him.
Yeah, it's $17 for just the chicken on a stick, 20 for with the rice.
Ooh, wow. I was too generous.
I went down to, the Belly Buster's food truck.
Yeah.
Got a delicious, thick, meaty burger with fresh-cut fries.
Ooh.
And the fries came in its own box. And I went, what did I get myself into here?
Right.
Open said box, completely full. Like, it should have fed 3 people, just the fries.
Sure, that my makes total sense.
Was like $16 and change.
Again.
That was with a Pepsi.
What was the name of the food truck?
Belly Busters.
Stop being surprised and read the name one more time.
Well, I should not have been surprised, but I was.
Okay.
Now, they also apparently have on their menu fresh breaded chicken tenders that they make to order. So I think that's where I'm going tomorrow as well.
Yeah, it is.
Some of these chicken tenders.
Yeah, you got to know about those tendies.
I do, but today I was feeling the burgers. I had burger today.
Right.
And tomorrow's going to be the tendies.
I can't wait.
No.
Yeah, now that you've said that aloud, I'm not surprised, but I'm just, disappointed and apathetic. Because, I used to be able to get 4 or maybe 5 large chocolate-dipped strawberries on a skewer.
Uh-huh.
And they were probably, $4 or $5. I imagine they're probably in the $10 to $12 range now.
Yeah,
I don't think you eat chocolate or strawberries, but...
Yeah, I didn't go down to, is that down with, the strudel guy? Duck down that way?
No, that's at like the start by the gates at Allen Street. The skewers used to be actually they used to be right outside your work. They used to be, yeah, right at that intersection where Unimart used to be.
I'll have to see tomorrow, so because not all the vendors were here yet, right? Because
right,
kids day. It's limited vendors, yeah,
correct. Sure.
Yeah. I'll check on it for tomorrow, and
Jed, don't expect that food truck to still be there tomorrow.
Last year they let them stay the whole week.
Did they? I can't believe you don't have to have a booth and you can be part of it.
Because there was there was a barbecue food truck last year that I got brisket sandwich at.
Huh.
Yeah. And, if, you know, locals, if you'd like to go and talk about the liquor license transfer for Buffalo Wild Wings, we're going to have a public hearing in a couple weeks.
No, thank you. They should have one.
Okay. Apparently they're getting the one from... Don Patron that used to be out on North Atherton.
Oh, really?
Oh, but
that was being transferred.
Who owns my Don Patron?
Sorry, oh, you have one in Williamsport?
Yeah, I've got one across the street.
Oh, I don't know.
It's delicious and authentic. See me. Yeah,
the one here apparently, from what I guess, it used to be that was at CC's Pizza Buffet. It was in there.
Yes,
I think. Is that gone though?
It is.
Maybe they consolidated during the pandemic and just have this one.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, so they're transferring that liquor license from Patton Township into the borough for the Buffalo Wild Wings.
So CC's is gone?
Oh, it's been gone a long time.
That's they will not be missed. That was some untasty pizza.
What'd you want for $5?
Again, that was a million years ago. It was reasonable, but it was really a sad eat.
Yeah.
What about the other CC's? Is Pepper's still around?
It is. I still go there often. Like
I can't
months.
Believe they're still in business. Good for them.
I love CC Peppers.
It's really amazing that they're still in business, considering how disgusting the place looks.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm not going to judge their food quality too harshly, but...
Neither am I. I eat there as often as I can.
Right. Just, I don't think they have renovated or cleaned in about 25 years.
I also don't know how they stay open sometimes, because they quite often will just refuse to answer the phone when you call.
Yeah.
Like... If you're not planning on driving over there and walking in the door, you're probably not getting anything, because calling ahead, good luck.
So is town at least down to just one location, or there's still like five?
No, there's just the one up by Walmart North Atherton.
Oh.
The downtown one's been gone for a while.
Oh, the one over by CC's Pizzeria and Eaton Park.
Yes, both those places are also gone, but yes.
I moved away nearly 2 decades ago. It is exactly how it is in my mind, and only that way. Okay,
yes,
I'm good.
But yes, over that way, yep. Right beside the old Radio Shack.
Yes, very much so.
Which is now,
can you guess? Video.
Do you know what the old Radio Shack is now?
Yes.
I can't even guess. There's things over there that I couldn't possibly guess. Isn't Eden Park like a karaoke bar now?
It is.
It is now, if I recall correctly, a vape store.
Oh, that was an easy guess. I should have guessed bank or vape store.
Yeah.
Lazy.
What's beside it is what, the T-Mobile, which I think is where it used to be A to Z Video.
Wait. Oh, yeah, A to Z is right over there. What is it now?
I think it's like a T-Mobile store.
All right, let's pivot. I think we're talking too much about really esoteric stuff.
Yeah, probably.
Let's move on then to this week on It's Always Sunny. Nathaniel buys a timeshare.
Oh, that's me. All right, let's talk about Kang, the classic version. 3-star, if you will. Let's see what this guy's up to. Purple, blue, and black things. One of them is Leverage Potential, 6 black AP. Let's see. Kang deals 369 damage to the target. Then, if one does not exist, create a 2-turn fortified black countdown tile that deals 56 damage to Kang and sends him away for 2 turns. When it expires or is destroyed, otherwise add 1 turns to the tile. If Kang is away... And has, this is the passive component, I'm sorry. If Kang is away and has no non-downed allies, Kang loses the battle. Let's see how this moves up in the world. Goes up to a 3-turn countdown tile. It deals 3,087 damage to the target. And then deals 452 to Kang. Temporal Shift, 9 blue AP. Let's see. Kang shifts the target to another time and place. Create a two-turn blue countdown tile. When this tile exists, the target is away. When the target returns, they take 2% permanent damage for each turn they were away. Passive. At the start of his turn, Kang's team regains any AP lost from destroy or steal effects. If all of Kang's opponents are downed or away, he wins the battle. Let's see how this scales up. It's a four-turn blue countdown tile. Targets take 5% permanent damage. And lastly, he's a cosmic tactician for 6 purple AP. He adds 1 turn to the duration of all countdown tiles, then deals 32 damage for each remaining among all countdown tiles, and 6 damage for each enemy strike, attack, protect tile. Passive. Whenever an opponent creates a countdown tile, add 1 turn to its duration. Whenever a countdown tile is destroyed, Kang gains 1 blue AP. That's a lot of words. Let's see what's going on here. So it deals 83 damage for each turn among all countdown tiles and 16 damage for each strike, attack, protect tile. And then I have no... I assume that it's, you know, because there's no... Yeah, that's it. That's the best it does. So that's pretty good, I guess. So this guy's popular. I can't assume for any of these powers, it seems to be about just sending people away, correct?
For me, yes.
Okay.
I use him with... So if you've got a team that does... like an Immortal team, that's where I use him. Immortal Hulk, Immortal She-Hulk, and like Chasm. They okay. all come back on their own when they after being downed. Mm-hmm. I use him with, what is it, 5-star Hawkeye and Deadpool?
Oh, so you to away immortal people so they stop plaguing you.
Yeah, because somebody comes on, they do damage, Deadpool throws out some tiles, they immediately count down, Hawkeye generates blue, Kang generates blue, you get enough blue, you just away everybody.
Nice. So, unless I misunderstood the powers that I just read to you, he's a 3-5-5, right?
I don't know, probably. I don't know.
I was going to say, blue and purple seem like good abilities.
Oh.
And black seems like a less good ability.
Yeah, definitely not, according to the internet. Apparently, it's either a 4-5-4 or a 5-3-5.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Look who's got the correct build.
Is it you?
This guy. 4-5-4.
I always forget to look to see, you know, if scaling up is important. I was just basing it on seeming merits of the abilities, and blue and purple seem nice, and black just sends you away. That doesn't seem like something I want.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I have...
This game is totally leaving me in the dust, so someone else tell me things.
I have no idea. I don't know if I even have him built the way I should, to be honest.
Nice. Well, Kang, a very popular new addition, new adjacent addition to the game. This is Kang Classic 3-star version, and he is with Sunny and Xandar.
Not like new Kang. Kang Classic.
Yes.
Diet Kang.
Kang Classic.
You know, as you play the theme song, so I got on Hulu or something, and actually have now watched, I think, 3 episodes of It's Always Sunny.
Yeah?
So.
And?
It's okay.
All right.
I enjoy a lot of the YouTube clips, but I tried to watch a full episode and did not enjoy it. Mm. Everybody's just too...
I started at the beginning, so I'm like, you know, season 1, like episode 3 or 4.
Sure.
Okay.
The characters are too hateable. I hate them, and I have no interest.
I think that's the appeal of the show, right. But I'm with you.
Some of the clips are fantastic.
They really are. They really are. Did you see I don't know any of the characters' names, so I can't help you. I can't even say the clip that I enjoy. Because it won't make sense to me, because I don't know anybody in the clip.
There's a Charlie.
Yep, the one where Charlie goes bowling. And he has his arm curled up by his ear, he's eating wings with his free hand and drinking a beer with his free hand, and he just kind of wings it down the alley and gets a strike every time. And the team who's going against him asks him about, hey, you're doing a real good job. Where do you keep your elbow? And he just loses it, and he can't hold the ball anymore, and his arms don't work. And it's just gutter balls after that. It was good times.
Okay.
Just.
Hey, Willie, can you bust out the mailbag for me?
Oh,
no. Weren't we supposed to flip this backwards? It was a permanent flip.
I thought this was permanent.
I thought it was, yeah. Permanent flip is good. Okay. And the reason we did that is because people made so many comments about the bracket that we wanted to get their comments in before we, you know, told them about the bracket. Yeah. This week, the only email that I got was from a guy named Todd who said, "Hi, your supply chain partners can doom your new products before it even gets off the ground. Wouldn't you be able to rest easy knowing you avoid your hidden gap costs and your supply chain partnerships?" Yeah, it was just spam. That's all I got, guys. So, hey, Craig, how's your Venom doing?
Oh, God, why'd you ask me that?
You need to be prepared.
I don't know.
I think my Venom is up to like a 140-something. That's about it.
Hmm. Hold on, game's loading.
Classic Todd.
Still loading.
Always worried about the supply chain.
Yeah, spam. That's all. That's all we got this week.
184.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, you and Ray are neck and neck.
So yeah, that was it. Easy week for Willie again.
Nice. All right, let's talk about these bracket results.
Yeah, let's bring this up to speed.
Sure.
So welcome to the board game bracket.
First week, we had chess versus not Wingspan. Apparently, I never updated that on my original board. It was chess versus Talisman.
Yes.
Let me save that off.
Sorry, yep.
So chess versus Talisman, this was pretty much a landslide. 2/3 of the vote went to chess.
Ooh, I thought it was going to go to Talisman for just a brief a second. I'm being serious.
So, chess moving along and Talisman is out, which kind of makes me sad. And yet, you know, it's chess. What do you want?
It ran into a tough portion of the bracket.
Yeah.
It's not Talisman's fault. It's chess's fault.
Week two, we had Checkers versus Carcassonne. This was actually a little bit closer, but still almost, I don't know, almost 60% of the vote went to Checkers. So Checkers is moving on.
Okay.
And week three, very close. I don't even know what the percentages are here. 40 to 60? No, not even. It was way closer than that.
No, that's not close. That's a landslide.
Pictionary. Pictionary yes! moves forward. Backgammon is
Suck
out.
Suck it, backgammon.
So there you go. That's where we're at currently.
Oh, nice.
Ian, you hosting this week? Is that?
I am hosting this
week. Take it away, son.
All right, here we go. Now that you are all up to speed, let's go to round number four, week number four of the bracket, and we will see none other than the legendary, non-legendary, abstract, the thinking game of Mancala versus the original deck builder in Dominion. Craig, tell us about pods and rocks and
and
boards.
Seeds and seeding things and
absolutely
doing stuff. All right, so this is another one of these. Ian likes these anciently old games. This is the oldest Mancala board discovered in Jordan. Dates back to approximately 5870 BC.
Nice.
So that's a long time of this game being around, it seems. So this is a board game where there's can be two or four rows of, I don't know, what do you call them, cups? Sure. On a board, which start with pieces in them, some for, you know, you and your opponent. On your turn, you grab some pieces from one of said cups, move them in a counterclockwise motion one at a time to move them around the board into your scoring locations, in which case you could then capture pieces to move ahead. The current modern version of this game apparently is now called Kala, which is what is commonly played in North America.
Right on.
This game goes way back. The holes are referred to as depressions, pits, or houses.
Sure.
Apparently, cups is a bad name. But
okay. Well, we will call them cups. Yeah. No, you said no cups. Pits. I like pits.
Yeah, pits.
Yeah, pits is a winner. Okay. Now, I assume for the very simple reason that I can't anticipate my opponent's moves and choices is what prevents me from just being able to math my way to a victory every time?
No, when I looked this up, it said it is the opposite. This game has been completely quote-unquote solved. Oh. Where if you as player one play the game perfectly and player two also plays quote-unquote perfectly, player one will win 100% of the time.
Oh my.
It is possible that the game can end in a draw, but if both players play mathematically correctly, Yeah, the player one always wins.
Interesting. That is both fascinating and disappointing simultaneously.
There was a mention on here that, let me find it. I had to look this thing up too. They first computerized this on the PDP-1, which I didn't know what a PDP-1 was, which I'm sad that I didn't know what this was. In the early 1960s, it was an 18-bit deck computer that was first produced in 1959 at MIT, apparently. Was the first mini computer where people played Space War on. But apparently they had a bargain price of $120,000 in 1959. You could add a PDP-1 to play Mancala on.
Digitally?
Yes.
Nice. That's an that OG, computer, OG that gamers. Computer,
that computer weighed 1,600 pounds.
Wow. All right. Ray. Would you like to speak to us on behalf of a game known as Dominion?
Would I? So, I don't have the history of Dominion. Sorry, I didn't go down that route. But Dominion is, from my understanding and reading the instructions and stuff, I've never actually played it. But looking at it, it is one of the original deck builders. You apparently start with, like, 10 cards. You draw 5 of your cards randomly, and you get to use those on your first round. And then you put them away and you use your second half of your hand the second round. And then for the third round, you shuffle them back up and you get a random 5 again. And you try to build up your deck and you need to build up, you're basically like in a medieval time setting, and you're building up like estates, duchy, provinces. You're using your treasure cards, copper, silver, gold treasure cards, to gain wealth and land in order to win. It's all about building up your deck, buying up what you can, using your actions to thwart your enemies, stop them from drawing new cards while you're drawing more cards yourself. It seems interesting. It doesn't look too complicated, but like I said, never played it, but it looks like it could be a fun game.
I'm immediately intrigued by your just description and layout of the game. If Dominion wins over Mancala, which I'm sure it will not, I will purchase Dominion, and next time we get together, we'll give it a go.
There we go. Okay.
Samurai is putting in the voting there. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, there you go. UNC Samurai again. If you want to vote, you can go to the Discord channel. If you don't see it. If you're in the Puzzle Warriors Discord channel, search for Vote, V-O-T-E. That will show you all the different voting that you can do. Currently, it's Mancala versus Dominion. And, you can vote in there. You could say something on the subreddit as well, or the D3 forums. I will tally them all up. Like I said, this week we had no voting in the forums or on Reddit. So it was all about what was on Discord.
You know who encouraged you to vote?
Yeah, this is the place to be.
Tenacious D encourages you to vote.
That's true. Hacksaw Jeff Dugan encourages you to vote.
That's true.
Hero points, covers are all hanging in the balance.
This is true as well. Because there is a contest for the challenge bracket that the devs have a prize. What is it? 1,200 HP and a cover of your choice?
Yeah, a cover of your choice and enough HP to roster it. Or at least for me. I'm sure other people are at different points in there.
I thought 1,200 HP was the max. Cost.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure.
I don't know. I hope so.
It used to be, what, 2 grand?
Yeah.
I don't know. I never made it that far.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. This bracket brought to you by, insert your name here, please contact Ray for sponsorship. If I... All right, let's move on. Once again, then, I'm Hans.
And I'm Franz.
And we just want to pump you up.
Ooh, that was good. The clap came back. We were in unison. Let's see if I can't bungle this. 3 stars that are boosted this week.
Sorry, that's just funny. Well, the clap came back, you know. And...
good old Captain America. More red damage. More yellow protecting. Human Torch does some green and red damage. Oh, and he's got the black, I want to say strike tiles. Nope, they're attack tiles. That'll do some stuff. It'll try at least. Kane Parker is brand new, no chance. Spider Gwen, I feel like I didn't know there was a 3-star version of her, so nope. And 3-star Thor, good old sleeves. Classic. Yeah. Red, green, and yellow damage will all be increased.
Red make you yellow, yellow make you green, green go boom.
Yeah, all the way. All right, let's see what we got going on here. The 4-star boosted characters are Angela. Her red power has more damage, and her passive component also does more damage. Let's see. Her yellow, the damage threshold to activate the passive is higher, but it also makes bigger strike and protect tiles. And her black power does more AoE and repeater damage. Kate Bishop, tons of damage out of her blue, good amount of damage out of her black, and bigger strike tiles, and some more damage if you can get that boomerang countdown
tile.
I saw
that image there on the infographic, and I'm like, why is the crying captain on here? I don't understand.
her name is Kate, I believe.
Yeah.
Moon Knight. The Moonsilver blades are doing stuff, damage mostly, so are his fists. And then his middle ability is a larger attack tile, larger strike tile, or more damage. Good old Peggy Carter.
What is that image?
I'll be honest, I don't immediately know.
He had to call and tell them some story. Oh boy, I'm trying to remember what he actually says in that scene.
In the meantime, I will tell you about her red, okay, which is going to do more damage. And as those blue countdowns go off, tons more damage. Did you think of it yet?
No.
You blew it.
Samurai's giving you the clip.
Okay, I'll be back to that here while I try to stay focused. War Machine. The OG 4-star version. Let's see. Aerial Assault, dealing more damage, bigger attack tiles. More damage out of his blue, and the countdowns from his Gatling gun deal some more damage.
I could always get behind a classic Doctor Who image.
Let's see. The 5-stars this week. Cyclops. His Phoenix Blast does more damage, and the Dark Phoenix Unleashed portion of his middle ability does more damage. Oh, Null. What's he doing these days? I forgot all about that guy. He's a menace, though, if I remember correctly. Or maybe I'm conflating him with Carnage, the 5-star version. Maybe they're both tough. But his countdowns are bigger strike tiles and more AoE. And his purple is a larger attack tile and more perma damage from that passive component. Ronin. What's Ronin doing these days? More red damage, more black damage, and his blue repeaters are going to deal more damage. And finally, Yellow Jacket. His green is dealing more damage. He's healing more with his black. And his next power does a lot more damage. Oh, and if you're invisible, he's going to deal some more damage. So let's see what Samurai suggests. If you're a 4-star tier player, Peggy has always been a solid bet in PvP events involving a 3-star or new release character, where she can stun the 2-star hero team. Ascended characters will dilute disadvantage a little bit, but except during new releases. All right. If you are more of a 5-star tier player, Ronin's Judgment is going to hit hard, and Yellow Jacket is an invisible nightmare waiting to happen, but it's still an improved boosted meta over last week's Switch Colossus.
Yeah, I got really tired of seeing those two.
Nice. So that's who's boosted. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Mystify. All right, Ian, it was super hot outside today.
Yeah.
Hit me with some refreshing cold pop pop.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So, firstly, we've got some music this week. Now, I chose the band 2AM. They are a 4-piece Korean boy band. Now, despite the song choice that I gave you, I had not researched them when I picked this. It was just the first and most popular. It is such a deviation from what they are all about. And I hated the video. So once I was able to move beyond that, because the video is just terrible. It is relied on weird, like, phone Snapchat filters or some nonsense like that. And 2AM is all about the ballads. And this is not that. And I was disappointed. I listened to a few other of their tunes, and they were perfectly adequate in the unpleasant, you know, ballady boy band way, but not due, again, to a lack of, you know, vocal ability. there just wasn't good. But yeah, this song was the wrong choice for this band. Check out anything else by 2 a.m.
They get bonus points for having a correct number of, you know, people in a band.
Yeah, four. Absolutely. One lead vocalist and three backups. That's a solid group right there. So if you are interested, check out any song by 2 a.m. other than Born to Be Wild. It's awful.
It is awful.
And the video is awful. Now, let's talk about the next offering here in the Samurai Six Pack. Now, this week, I had a little bit of a beverage called Dr. Enough. E-N-U-F.
Enough said.
Props to them for writing their logo in cursive. But beyond that, it was a weird drink. It was, flavor-wise, it was somewhere in between, let's say, ginger ale and slice.
Oh.
But not the lemon-lime kind, not the good orange kind. It was like a wrong-tasting 7-Up. I was really confused while I was drinking it. I was feeling anxious while I was drinking it because the label claims that it is an energy drink. And I was like, oh, this is going to kill me. So I gave myself like a 1-ounce pour so I didn't die. But yeah, I share it with my family and it got all negative reviews, unfortunately.
Mm. It looks like it's got, you know, things that plants crave. It says it's rich in vitamins.
I'm sure it's fortified with lots of delicious vitamins and minerals. And I don't know. We all got different, like, I gave my son Pop and he was like, no thanks. This isn't great. My wife was like, the first sip was good and then it got weird. And I had the opposite. Like my first sip was awful and then it got tolerable. So I really can't steer you in a Dr. Enough accurate way. If you have a chance to try it, you're not going to be any worse for wear. But I don't know that I'm going to be able to finish this bottle. I will, but not my favorite. 2 a.m. Well,
maybe you could team it up with that other terrible redneck beverage that I've already forgotten the name of.
Oh, I don't remember.
What was the one we had and we took it to the Poconos with us?
No. Moxie is disgusting. Moxie,
yes. I'm saying, well, that sounds terrible too. So maybe you compare these together.
Yeah. Ugh. Moxie tastes like it was filtered through something awful. Something unwholesome, not for this show.
Charred cow bones to remove
Dr.
the color.
Dr. Enough is 10,000 times tastier than Moxie.
Wow.
Do not fear. Moxie is my absolute, like, as far as a non-diet beverage goes, again, now in Moxie's defense, take anything diet worse than Moxie. So, but as far as a full-flavored beverage goes, Moxie is one of my least favorites of all time.
Yeah, I remember it being real bad.
So, yeah, some nice ballads, not ballads from 2 a.m. and some very confusing pop from Dr. Enough. But yeah, again, I do appreciate that the label is written in cursive and I do appreciate that he's a doctor. Takes a lot of hard work.
Okay.
All right, Ian, you got Steam open?
I do.
Hit it, son.
Boom. It's a 4-star. Sorry, I've forgotten how, and again, it's been the longest running joke with this character, but when the cover opens up and all you see is Professor X's big ball head just pulsing at you.
Giant melon head.
Big giant melon head. All right, one of you two. Open like 37 covers.
Nope, I'm doing one.
That Professor X got me a 5-star version.
Oh, nice. Ooh, that's nice.
That cheered me up.
My one is a 4-star. It is a staff. Mordo, staff of the Living Tribunal.
Ooh.
I'm going to open 10 of these things.
Okie doke.
Do it, Doug.
Quake.
Nice.
Emma Frost.
Even better.
Here's a purple. Phoenix Juju Bees.
Worst day of my life.
Okay. Max Pun.
Ooh.
Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Hulkbuster.
Ooh, also good.
Lockjaw.
All right.
Hey, Professor X. Big ball head. Another purple. Jujubes. Phoenix Force. Extra life.
Oh, even worse than before.
Last one is Namora. So there were two Jubilees there. What does that get my Jubilee to? 313 is the Jujubes. So thanks, though, to the OG, this guy.
This guy. So, Craig.
Yes, sir.
Speaking of Jujubes, I heard from a very reliable source that they have retired the Country Bear Jamboree.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
Was it there when you were there?
I didn't go looking for it, so I don't know.
Okay. Because I specifically went to it, and it was a delight. It is unchanged, and that's my favorite thing.
We got sucked into some weird tukey-tukey hut where a bunch of birds sang songs at me. It was very bizarre. So
yeah, no, that does not ring a bell. Okay, so they're reworking it. They after all these years, they're finally going to make some changes. All right. But anyway, I just needed to get that in from the Jujubes. But in the meantime, we're part of a podcasting network called the Soon to Be Named Network, available at soontobenamednetwork.com. If you would like to check out the Lamborghini of podcasting networks, come and check us out at
the Lamborghini of podcast networks.
Oh, Soon to Be Named Network. Soontobenamednetwork.com.
That one doesn't play very often, so.
No, it doesn't.
I'm startled. I'm like, wait, what's going on?
Before we finish up, I have a question for either the Discord or, you know, if somebody wants to just throw me something on the subreddit. Refreshment cart. It is a support. Who uses that? Or who should use that? Who could use it? Who do you have it on? Because I just assigned it to somebody and I'm like, that doesn't really work. So, yeah.
I was going to say, it has to go. Isn't that one of Cho's abilities?
That's the hot dog cart.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does a hot dog
stand. Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog.
Let me see.
Yeah, hot dogs are refreshing.
All right. I'll see if...
Doing the hot dog dance.
See if he has anything.
Hot dog.
All right. Well, you know, maybe I'll put it on him. If there's a better answer, maybe people can...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know what the refreshment card is or what it does.
Yeah, everybody can use it, so...
Oh, no. If it doesn't have a specific synergy on the bottom slot, I don't know who to put it on.
Exactly.
Yep, doomed.
Well, I gave it to Cho for now, but yeah, just curious.
Anything else to go the order?
No, I got to get going. I want to listen to that hot dog dance video on YouTube now.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining in this week. Comment suggestions. Fill up Willie's mailbag. And make sure you vote on Mancala versus Dominion.
Yeah.
And we'll see how the bracket fills out in future weeks.
Yes.
To come. But that's it. Goodbye for now. And here's a question, kids. Who would win? Victor Timely versus Turner DeCentury. Ponder that. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.